Donald Trump, Joe Biden pushed may apply an ad claiming I disparaged troops. By Charlie Spiring on September 12, 2020. President Donald Trump on Saturday rallied in Minden, Nevada, announcing that he would stop being nice to former Vice President Joe Biden after his campaign accused him in an ad of disparaging the troops. "Once I saw that ad, I don't have to be nice anymore, I really mean it," Trump said. The president said that the ad featured the widely disputed The Atlantic article that cited anonymous sources claiming that the president called dead soldiers suckers and losers. Trump was disgusted by the ad, describing The Atlantic as a third-rate magazine and the article's author as a sleazebag reporter. Prior to the rally, the president also condemned the ad on Twitter, calling it a made-up lie and a total con job. He told his supporters that 25 people went on the record to dispute the Atlantic story that the attack had used as a source. Trump said he knew a lot of horrible people but none that would ever say something like that about the troops. "None of those people, and they're the worst, real estate developers in New York. You don't get much worse, not one person do I know that would say that standing on top of graves of heroes," he said. Trump said that he loved the troops and treated them with the greatest love and respect. "There's nobody that loves our military, respects it, and the people more than me," he said. Trump said the ad meant that he would no longer hold back against Biden. "I can be bad to him because he put the most vicious ad on television that I've ever seen," he said. Trump joked that Biden probably did not even know about the ad. "Yet pathetic Joe, and he's a pathetic human being to allow that to happen. Here's the problem, he doesn't even know it happened," Trump said. I think he has no idea. "Sleepy Joe Biden, you know where he is now?" he continued. "He's in his damn basement again." Trump said that Biden was shot mentally and was unfit for the presidency. "I will tell you this, now we can play it like it is, let's face it. Joe is shot," he said. "Let's face it. He's shot." The president said that corporate media would continue to favor Biden, despite his historically bad candidacy, previewing the upcoming debate. "If he gets off the stage, they're going to say it was the single greatest debate they've ever seen," he predicted. Trump also said that Biden was beholden to the left-wing puppet masters running his campaign. "Joe Biden cannot lead our country, because he doesn't really believe in our country, right now. I don't think he believes in anything. He just wants to go to sleep, that's all."